Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, September 5th. The moon has an especially close encounter with the planet Mars tonight. They climb into good view by around 10:30 or 11 p.m. Mars looks like a brilliant star. At its closest, it'll be less than 1 degree from the moon, about the width of a pencil held at arm's length. From much of South America, the encounter will be even closer. The moon will pass in front of Mars, blocking it from view. Such an event is called an occultation. The moon will occult Mars, from a Latin word that means to hide. Occultations of Mars are possible because both Mars and the Moon stay close to the ecliptic, the Sun's path across the sky. But occultations don't occur every time the Moon and Mars meet up. That's because the paths of both worlds are tilted a bit. Mars's orbit is tilted by about 2 degrees. That means it can wander 2 degrees away from the ecliptic. The Moon's orbit around Earth is tilted by about 5 degrees. So the moon can move a little farther from the ecliptic. As a result, the geometry has to be just right for the moon to occult the red planet, as it does tonight. Incidentally, Mars is getting a little bit brighter by the day now. It'll pass closest to Earth in about a month, when it'll shine at its brightest. Right now, only the moon and the planets Venus and Jupiter outshine it. At its peak, it'll surpass Jupiter, shining as the third brightest object in all the night sky. We have sky watching tips for the whole year in our 2020 Sky Almanac. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.